So let me tell you about my friend Jules. My friend Jules is a paddle or padel, however you're supposed to say it, addict, okay? He ripped all the muscles in his shin and continued to play paddle. The guy can't walk, but he plays paddle. Anyhow, it's the craziest thing. But I tell you something, paddle has been wonderful for doctors, for the medical fraternity, for physiotherapists, for surgeons. The repairs, I think, have been phenomenal. Okay, geez, you know, yeah. So strong bones, healthy joints, insights from an orthopedic surgeon. Joining me right now, Dr. Ashley Naidu. Dr. Naidu, what do I tell my friend Jules?
Hi, how's it going? So firstly, so thanks to the Chai FM team for having me on.
Pleasure. Thank you so much. Okay.
So the first thing is, look, I think there's a joke that goes around town, especially in Gauteng, that people think that paddle or padel was invented by orthopedic surgeons. I'd like to write that wrong. It's not. Although good for business, it's quite a serious subject. I think, look, it's a very popular sport. It's something that has taken the world by storm and landed on our shores and grown for good reason. It's great for cardiovascular fitness and exercise, as well as even muscle conditioning. Yes. But there's important precautions, because it's a sport that is approachable for many people from different walks of life to be able to play, whether you are fit or not, specifically to get into paddle itself. But it comes with a lot of precautions. Like your friend has torn a lot of muscles. It comes with an overuse type injury when we get used to performing at certain levels without putting in the groundwork first.
Ah, okay. So, you know, reasonably healthy, you know, somebody might be a runner. Getting onto a padel court or paddle court, I mean, is that going to be a problem? If someone's just generally healthy and fit, is it going
to... That's how we determine healthy, right? So the way you enact using these muscles on a paddle court versus how you do in straight line or cutting type exercises or running is different, right? So we excite certain muscles in different planes. How our footwear speaks to the court you're on also has a big role to play in this. So you find in new courts, if somebody has shoes that have a herringbone pattern, for example, you know, it's almost like a brickwork type pattern on the undersurface, that reduces slipping and sliding, but if it catches quite quickly on a new surface, they may render themselves locking that foot in a position and then rolling over their ankle or injuring their knee. And it's something we see versus the average person that does it on the weekend because it's popular or vogue and wears running sneakers on a paddle court. That's a big no-no because there isn't that kind of grip that's necessary for you to use or for contact loading and so on to pivot on your knee. So there is work to be done in terms of having the appropriate equipment, but also in conditioning yourself so that you don't injure yourself doing the very thing you love.
Dr. Naidu, you've just touched on something, but what are some of the injuries commonly associated with paddle?
So I'd like to break it up. You know, you get upper limb injuries, which is basically your shoulder to your hands, and then you get lower limb injuries from your hip to your foot, right?
Okay.
And we see quite a lot of increase in shoulder pathology. So we're finding patients with, in the elderly groups, with tearing their rotator cuffs, or they have flare-ups of impingement. We find patients with lateral epicondylitis or tennis elbow. And we find even hand fractures and ulnar collateral injuries of the thumb, just by contact of the paddle racket with the ground or with the side glass, you know. So we see a lot of those as traumatic things in the upper limb. In the lower limb, it seems to be the knee and the ankle that tends to suffer the fate of this, in that people have overuse injuries, they don't warm up appropriately, they get tendonitis, which is an inflammation of the tendons around the patella, around the ankle, around the Achilles tendon, and sometimes even your cruciate ligaments like your ACL and your PCL. And over time, that can lead to an overuse injury that leads to a rupture of these tendons, and therein lies a high amount of surgeries that come after those things. So if you break it down, the lower limb is skewed to be injured more than the upper limb, but it depends on the mechanism of how they're being injured. And because of the high population that's participating in the sport, you know, it's important to say this, that I don't know if you know this, but it's about 36% of people on average will have a paddle injury by playing the sport.
That's not that it's very a bad high. Sport. That's, isn't it's that very high. High? Yeah.
It is. And it's usually people over 30 playing more than three times a week.
Oh, you see, that's why I don't play. That's why I don't play.
And it's because of the lack of preparedness to be out there doing what's necessary. You know, you're not putting in the work that's necessary for you to be at a good space with it. And I think, look, there are a high amount of high intensity players in the Gauteng circuit. At least that much I've seen in courts myself. But I can tell you that it's about not warming up when time is due for you to do that before you play, and not doing the sort of dynamic stretches before and the static stretches after to try and condition yourself to be able to play for this. And investing in the right equipment is a big thing in this game. You know, the weight of your racket, the type of shoes, a lot of these things play a role in mitigating some of this risk.
So that's actually quite scientific. I mean, would you do a normal warm-up? You know, if you were going to do a if you were going to do a marathon, you would do a warm-up. If you're going to do exercising, you would do a warm-up. If you do an aerobics 100%. Class, so you would do a warm-up for a paddle game as well, beyond stretching?
Yes. I mean, some people do jogging on the spot, and, you know, they do a lot of other things to try and get themselves into conditioning, you know, before. I mean, I don't think there's time for everybody to get through all of that. But look, I mean, if we look at how our physiotherapists currently at the hospital I'm at Netcare Waterfall, are basically conditioning people for sport, you know, a lot of this work comes in with pneumatic muscle stretches and strengthening that's been happening, preconditioning on their high-intensity players, as well as giving them a 10-minute workout that they can do at the court side before they engage in the high-intensity play. You know, it's always about the intensity and the frequency that determine whether or not you're a candidate for injury. Also, another thing to mention is obviously your weight, right? So if you're overweight, you place greater stress across these joints in the lower limb as well. So it does increase your risk of a rupture in those scenarios.
Sure. So where do we find out more?
Look, I do think you're welcome to learn more about the Move Smart program. I think it's a fantastic thing in terms of getting prepared for high-intensity sport if you decide to do such. Pneumatic exercises versus free weights have been a great thing for people with pre-existing injuries and those that are trying to improve their fitness and strength. I work at the Netcare Waterfall City Sports Orthopedic Center, and you know, we've been trying to focus down around specific sporting injuries and to try and find routes to try and mitigate some of these things. You know,
yes.
It's nice to know us when you tear something, but perhaps if you get to know us before that, we could keep you in the game longer.
I don't know. You know what? Dr. Naidu, that is a terrible business model for you guys.
I wouldn't say terrible, but I think certain injuries will happen as an accident regardless. You know?
Yes.
But I don't think we need to condemn ourselves to the same statistics that came out of the Northern Hemisphere with this game. You know, it's a fantastic game for cardiovascular exercise. It's a great thing in terms of a business in our country, even for the people that run these businesses. And I do think it's about doing the right things to keep it something relevant. You know, we see more paddle-related injuries than CrossFit. You know, there was a time when there were bumper stickers saying that CrossFit was the orthopedic's best friend. You know, I remember those cars driving around.
Well, at least now we know that you have a lot of friends.
And it shifted. Over time.
Dr. Ashley Naidu, thank you very, very much for your time. It's been a delight speaking with you. Thank you so much. It's orthopedic surgeon Dr. Ashley Naidu, very, very well known, and practicing out of Waterfall, Netcare Waterfall.